I grew up grade school in the 30s, high school in the 40s. And that was a time when radio broadcasting had just begun to mature, in fact, it was just spreading into the small community. I think probably by the mid 40s, by World War II, most communities inside had broadcasting. But there was, in that day, and continues to a lesser extent today, initiatives quite like the internet is today. It's interesting that there's a cycling of that phenomenon, which is that people use radio as a chat medium, called amateur radio. You probably know all about it, but you had to be licensed to do it. The chatting was mostly about the technology, and particularly the home-built transmitter, and at that time, home-built receiver. Later, receivers were purchased, but transmitters were built, and later, both were purchased. Sometimes with kits, and sometimes but I got caught up in that, so my type of electronics was a fascination with amateur radio, which was the internet chat room of the day. So I knew without any doubt I wanted to go into electrical engineering, and that I wanted to go through to the PhD. I think contributions as a student would be first the master's thesis where I worked on materials. Silicones were just out at that time, and I worked on the use of silicone bonded silica as a dielectric for electronics. But I knew, having finished the master's thesis, that I wanted to continue in something that was more mainstream to the communications revolution. So, and with information processing. So my PhD thesis was done in the early to mid-50s and had to do with a digital device as an input device for a computer. In those days, there were only analog computers, but I was involved in the processing of information taken from charts. Noise data recorded from all over the world on pin charts. And we tried to automatically capture that data and deal with it with an analog computer. But I got involved in a dissertation having to do with conversion of that data into digital form and the digital processing around an analog computer. So that when I came to Bell Laboratories, I was fascinated by the fact that the first transistorized digital computer had been built, so-called Tradic computer had been built around point contact transistors. And it could do fascinating things and open up a new digital world. So I got involved in the use of that computer for control systems. And particularly in the use of the digital computer in radar ranging and in basically the pointing of radar antennas. Angular control, servo control types of computers. Very interesting work, and you might ask, why was it done in the military? Well, the Tradic computer was done under a contract with the Air Force. Because when they heard of the transistor, they saw immediately, well, here's our chance to put a computer on airplanes, because the transistor is such a low power, lightweight device. And there was a project, not in my department, but in the sister department, so called Tradic Viable, which was to put that computer, or a more capable design of that, into an airplane. And that was actually tested. That was interesting work, and I would call it advancements in servital mechanisms and in control systems that the computer usher did. Particularly the so-called bang-bang servos, where the computer returned the motor on and leave it on, and simulate the whole system and tell you when to shut the motor off so that the system would come to a halt right at the point.